Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Rick Chapsky, and we have a fun odds boost for all of you today on the Dolphins, Colts, and Bears to all punt on their first offensive drive. This is boosted to plus 340 at Caesars. Just kind of a fun one. The Dolphins are facing the Patriots, the Colts up against the Giants, the Bears against the Lions. So there's some value in all three to punt on the first offensive drive here.
Kate, we've done this before and we've won it, just so you know.
That's true.
Dan was with us before. Yeah, these are fun ones.
These are fun.
We've won this one before.
Okay. Well, time for me to win with you guys.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
It is tradition. So, yes, I like this one. I like it's just plus 340. Why not put a couple bucks on it, sprinkle, and it's won before. So why not do it again? I love this one. Yeah.
And you're talking about the Colts. Did anyone see their offense on Monday night? There was not there. Like there was nothing.
Yeah.
The Dolphins have lost their last four. They're struggling. And is Tua going to play? Who knows? I mean, he's got a concussion. I would imagine he doesn't play. And then the Bears, they're the only one I might be concerned about because the Lions defense isn't great. But also, I don't know. It's Chicago. Yeah. We're unpredictable. Can't really rely on us, you know, our offense at the beginning of the game every time. And you know, when you're having this value, why not sprinkle a few for it to hit? So I like it.
Exactly. And it's a quick one. So it right away, you know, whether or not it hits. So it's fun. It's quick. It's instant gratification.
The stress is condensed into a small time frame.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's time for the rest of your bets, which we have for all of you and our best bets coming up. So get in on this at plus 340 at Caesars and head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at RickCZ1, and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today, for this weekend, Panthers +3 against the Buccaneers is going to be what I'm going with. I cannot bet on the Buccaneers here because I think Tom Brady is checked out. The Panthers beat the Buccaneers already this season, 21-3, and covered that 13-point spread as the underdog. So a 3-point spread is easy for them here. So the Buccaneers have had a really tough time covering a spread lately as they haven't covered in their last 5 games. The Panthers have covered in 2 of their last 3 games and the last 2 on the road and 3 of their last 4 spreads on the road. So I like the Panthers +3 here against the Buccaneers.
Tom Brady being checked out, that's not something I think I would ever have heard, right?
I know they got a win last week, but barely.
Yeah, no,
it just seems like he is done with the Buccaneers and he's ready for the next team for next season. So I don't know what to do here.
Well, I'm going to take the over 52 in the Bears and Lions game. And that's, you know, they can start scoring after the first drive for the Bears after they punt. That way we get that odds boost.
There we go.
The Lions lost to the Panthers last week because the Panthers just ran all over them. And that's what the Bears can do with Justin Fields. He's got the legs to scramble. And they're playing in a dome and not negative degree weather, which also helps there. Neither team's defense is very good at all. And both of them kind of rely on outscoring teams in order to win. And the Lions really need to win this one if they want to stay alive for the playoff race where Chicago, you know, this doesn't really matter. So maybe you get more of a loose effort defensively from the Bears. I mean,
how much looser can you get?
I know, right? As I said that, I'm like, well, yeah, they haven't been great. But both of these teams, 10-5 to the over this season, which is the best mark in the NFL. So I will take over 52 for Bears Lions.
Hey, Lucy, I like our boost, by the way.
Yeah.
I know you didn't even let me jump in there, but that's
okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Rick, what would you like to say about
that? You're just ready for that ball to drop and get your champagne in, aren't you? And start singing.
Totally.
Oh, nothing. All the teams were going to punt. We're going to win. We're going to win the boost. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
On my play, which is also in this Detroit-Chicago game, Detroit -6. you think, oh, they got to win, so that's why they're going to cover. Well, Vegas also knows that, and these lines are set that way. But I still like Detroit to win by more than a touchdown in this one. They're at home. They need the game. Chicago has lost 8 straight. You think the Bears want to be here these last 2 weeks? I don't think so. It's shown in their defense. They've lost these 8 in a row. They've only covered twice in those 8 games. So they're not covering. They're only 2-5 on the road to covering. And Detroit needs this one. This place is going to be hopping because Detroit has not been in this situation in a long, long time. And so Ford Field will be hopping. And I think the Lions are going to cover this week. And I'm not a Lions guy, even though I'm in Detroit, but I'm going to back the Leos, the Honolulu Blue and Silver.
Love that. The Roar Boys to cover. They're a covering machine. Get in on this odds boost and all these bets and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.